he knows what he wants himself, or is he just in sort of close with the waves, or is he with an objective, long range objective?
I don't think he has any long range objectives now. I think he wants more power.
Is Salas going to, is he the finance minister?
He accepted.
Is he going to come up here, as he says?
I don't know.
Have we got any new financial deal that we're supposed to?
We've been discussing this in the last couple of days. I saw Salas on Sunday while he was still trying to make
up. Tell him all these things that you've said.
Oh, indeed. Oh, yes. There's no problem about where he's now.
The fact that we can't, you know, they send up these fellows to see us who are very reasonable and ahead with them, and then just go down to.
Well, he asked me what he said he was making the condition. What is their complaint about American business? Is there any legitimate complaints? No, not significant. The myth has developed that remissions of profits are draining the Brazilian economy. This is almost pure.
somebody had it this morning.
Well, now, what happens when those things are pointed out? Nobody points them out?
Yes, people point them out.
But I mean, private investors are putting in almost that much. In addition, we are putting it in aid and all these other things, and in addition, we're buying their coffee.
Many of these people either don't believe the figures, or they haven't pointed out sufficiently effectively. It's something we're trying to take care of in briefings during this week with the tackle this one head on.
So with who? Briefing with who?
Well, this will just be an AIB in the state.
But I mean, can't we get
with
anybody?
With these students, I mean.
But now they're just a fraction. But I mean, is there anybody down there that can bother to point out these figures?
Well,
the United States has given an aid in the last 2 years. The profits that have been taken out are so much. The amount of purchases from the United States.
This was done extremely effectively by the reporter for the Joint Senate and House Resilient Committee on the Freedom of Profits Bill, and the report that she produced. But these fellows will say, oh, well,
Brazil's job now.
He's still governor. He will be governor until January. He's running for the Congress from one of our.
Well, now we've of course indicated that they want to buy up. What percentage of American investment there is the utilities?
Oh, not.
They haven't done anything about buying those up, have they?
No, I talked with them about this last week when the new government got started on meeting today with the American Farm Power Group, the biggest revenue proposition. Lahr feels a strong personal commitment to you about this, and he says he is going to push it. But there's a chance that we can get this. All they did was to establish this commission, which is supposed to negotiate the tax treaty, but they never really got going. The general election, I think, is going to come back since the April 12th.
Is there a big discouragement in Brazil, all the moderates?
They're not discouraged to the point of giving up, but they're very unhappy. The way this book, the crisis was handled, is extremely bad. No, a fellow like Aloysio Alves wants to organize a strong center, or a strong, slightly left center. I think we know his support is absolutely in the bill.
Excision 1, 6 seconds excised. Excision 2, 7 seconds excised.
That's a lot of money, because, you know, after all, this presidential campaign here, you spent about 12, much so that I don't think that's $8 million would be an awful lot of money in the election.
That's right.
That's
an incredibly complicated political
system. But is it really being spent now? Are you going ahead with it?
Excision 3. 39 seconds excised.
Well, now there's nothing I can do about with Gulag, is there? Or nothing.
Well, I think there is. This is the point of strategy in general. Is this one thing I wanted to avoid is the possibility of military action. This is quite possibly in the cards.
Well, now let me ask. We've of course been very critical of Peru's military action, which is entirely different. We might not be quite as the military did a pretty good job a year ago. It all depends on the circumstances of the military action.
I think
in other words, we're against military action in the Dominican Republic. We've been reserved.
Excision 4, 11 seconds excised.
Desire for power, I think the chances are 80% that he would push for it.
Excision 5, 10 seconds excised. Excision 6, 15 seconds excised.
I like to tie Monet in, I mean Kubitschek in with Yanis Camargo because running for president of Brazil, and here is my wish for running for nothing. That's
yeah. Really helpful. Well, can somebody come back to me with this?
One other thing, Mr. President. My Northeast program needs a new direction.